The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To say a few words about the practice, to use an analogy, if a person is going for a long hike, maybe, in the forest, in the mountains or something, and there's a clear destination. They want to get to a lake, want to get to a place with a view, want to get to a campsite, want to get someplace, want to get out of the wilderness. They want to get someplace. And it's important to get there. It's of great value. It's to do so. It's something much cherished, destination or something. But because the walk is so far, after a while, the person stops thinking so much about the destination. And after a while, if the person's in good shape, they settle into just kind of the rhythm of walking and being there. And after a while, perhaps this person wouldn't think about the destination anymore. They're on the path, they're clearly in that direction, but they're just walking, and they just enjoy the fact they're walking. And it's part of the delight is to just enjoy walking, enjoy the scenery, enjoy the event with no concern for the destination. And then lo and behold, because the path only goes one way, then eventually they get to their destination. So that same thing can happen in doing a Buddhist practice or doing meditation practice, is that there can be an idea of a destination. And there can be modest destination and kind of great destinations. But there can be a purpose for doing it. And then ideally, we just settle into the meditation like this person would in the hike. We just settle into it and start doing it just to enjoy doing it, just to do it. And we're so much involved in the day-to-day, moment-by-moment, breath-by-breath kind of engagement. And we discover that this is really nice. We don't have to think about the destination anymore. We don't think about what we're trying to do. We just, if you're sincere and practice, you know, in a dedicated way and keep doing it, the regularity of it, then hopefully just enjoy it for its own sake, even when it's challenging. And wow, you're so lucky. I'm so lucky to have a practice and mindfulness, and it's good to be present and be connected in here. And then ideally you just forget about the destination. Not because you don't want it, not because you're not heading that direction, but because like that person, there's no need to think about it. And rather you settle into the moment by moment enjoyment and moment by moment experience of just doing it. And one of the things that's required for that kind of forgetting oneself, forgetting the destination, is a regularity of practice. Just doing it, day in, day out, just doing it repeatedly, so that after a while, the repetition of it helps a person just discover how to settle into the practice and in a certain kind of way enjoy it or value it for its own sake, and no longer thinking about the destination, no longer thinking about, how far is there. You're like, really like a small kid if you've ever had it, or you've been in the back of seat of the car and say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? We're not there yet. And to always be measuring and thinking about how far we've gotten and thinking about I'm not far enough ahead or something really is a shortchanging ourselves of some of the real joy and delight and I think profundity of the practice that comes from just doing it and settling into just doing it and just be content and hopefully do it well. And then, you know, there's just one direction it's going. It's going to a maturation. And if you want to really know whether you're doing it well, then you just check in with yourself to see if you're doing it sincerely. And if you're sincerely doing it the best of your ability, that's all you're needed to do to enjoy your hike. So I hope you enjoy your meditation today.